What's up, everyone? We are back on Internet Hollywood Radio, and I am your host, Internet Hollywood Vega. And today we have another beautiful face that's coming on the show to shine a light on some of the awesome things that she's doing. She's a model from the state of Connecticut. What's up, Kelsey? Welcome to Internet Hollywood Universe. It's been a while since we did an interview, and now that we are doing it again, what better way to do it than having someone as talented as you on the show? So I thank you for coming on. Before we start off, I always ask all the new faces I interview to give us a brief background story about themselves to paint a clearer picture of our listeners. I mean, for our listeners, of course. So if you don't mind, could you let our listeners know who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
My name is Kelsey. I'm from Connecticut. I do modeling, and I also do concept creating, and I own my own lipstick business.
That's pretty awesome. I'm sure overcoming the thought of trying to model to actually make the steps and bring those steps into a reality is a bit of a process. Many models I interviewed told me about those beginning challenges before they got started modeling, and made me more curious to ask almost every model I interview about their beginning journey as a model. So what inspired the thought of becoming a model in your life in the beginning stages? And now that you're becoming more experienced in it, what has become the main goals that you wish to achieve to reach that next stage in your career?
What made me want to model is ever since I was younger, I just loved kind of like putting little clothes together and outfits together and dressing up and like walking around my house and putting on fashion shows. Since I was like 5, I did all the time. So I kind of knew that was a passion of mine. And also, America's Next Top Model, that show had me in a chokehold. So I used to watch that religiously every day. I definitely looked up to Tyra as one of my idols. And one big reason we bonded over is we both got foreheads. So being younger and having that trait, I remember my family used to, like, people around me used to make fun of me about it and all that. And she kind of gave me that confidence and made me realize, like, that's a beautiful quality on me. And what I want to do next in my career, I've been moving more into content creating. So I do more, like, influencing online and modeling. So I want to move more into that more. And maybe creative directing or social media management. I've been dabbling in different things in there.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. I try not to laugh because I ain't going to mess it up. You also took advantage of those creative abilities and invested the time and effort in founding something called, I believe, Audacious K. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Good. I got it right. Could you explain to our listeners what's that about and how it all started?
So Audacious K started during quarantine when everyone, we were all like locked up and everything. I just decided to create my own lipstick business. So I hand make my own lipsticks, and I do different colors. They're two-sided color. It's a two-sided palette. So one side is regular lipstick, and the other side is glitter. So you can change different sides, and that's when I started.
That's pretty awesome. Where did the origins of the name Audacious K come from? And could you give us some brief details on what some of the products you have and what other things that they could expect from Audacious K in the future?
Mm-hmm. So the origin of Audacious K, I remember thinking what I kind of wanted my business to be, what was the reason for it. And I just wanted it to be being bold, being daring, all out there, not caring what other people think. And I was just doing a lot of research on different names, and I found Audacious, that's the meaning behind it. And I put the K because my name is Kelsey, and it was just like a nice little cute touch. So I like that.
That's fine.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And some details. My product is, I have 3 colors so far. I have blue, red, purple, and black. So there's different ones. They're all made. I use natural oils because I personally, I used to have really bad skin problems. I used to have like terrible eczema. I changed my diet and that got better. But I noticed that my skin was very sensitive with makeup, no matter what I did. So I was upset, and I was just thinking, why don't I just solve the problem myself? And I went and I did a lot of research on different stuff. And I came up with my own little concoction of makeup, my own concoction of like oils and everything that I can wear that lipstick all day and I won't break out. Like when I usually wear other makeup, I usually break out. So that's kind of the whole idea behind it.
Oh, awesome, awesome. That's real awesome right there. I know a lot of people who used to tell me something kind of similar to that. Not like how you said it, but they'll say something kind of similar. But it's good. That's kind of like an innovative kind of thing when you start bringing those kind of things to life and you just become the inventor rather than the person that's investing into the invention. Now, you're very talented at bringing photo shoots to life with the photographers you collaborate with. I'm sure modeling alone would empower many women to want to begin their journeys as models. What kind of photo shoots are you open to doing with photographers that may be interested in working with you? And are you currently working on any projects now that you would like everyone to know about?
I'm pretty open with photography. I've noticed I kind of like the creativity behind it, because at most of my photo shoots, I'm always kind of the creative director, coming up with different ideas and different props. So I'm pretty open to anything, like going to like an abandoned gas station, getting props for that or outfits. The only thing I would say I'm not into for photography is more like the lingerie, naked type of thing, which is not really my thing, my go-to at the moment. And something I'm currently working on is I actually have a photo shoot this Saturday at a beach. We're kind of doing like a picnic type of vibe, so that's coming up soon.
Awesome. I'm going to have to check that out. One thing I love seeing is the reels and video clips you post on your page. It's obvious that you're very good behind the camera, and I can only assume how comfortable you may be as well. Besides cosmetics and modeling, do you see yourself expanding on your creativity and doing things like fashion shows, films, or anything else?
I would say I did fashion shows in Connecticut, and that was a good and bad experience, but I would say I would definitely consider doing fashion shows in New York or other places out of the state. And I do know I kind of want to, I've been going more into content creating, so I know I want to get more into that and creative directing, because coming up with ideas for photo shoots and putting them together, I've noticed I enjoy it even more.
Awesome, awesome. Before we end this interview, who are some of the people that you would like to shout out, and where could everyone go to check out your work and buy some of your awesome products?
Some people I like to shout out is my family. They definitely have been a big support system for me, like my mom and my two sisters, Kendra and Shannon. They've always been there, even when I'm down, to motivate me and make me keep going, and my boyfriend as well, because they're always there, a big support system. And I definitely would like to shout out Daniel Warren, as you know him too. He was one of the first photographers I ever worked with when I first started modeling years ago, and I still work with him till this day. It always helps bring every idea I have in my mind into reality, and like, it's amazing. So I definitely want to shout those people out in my life.
Awesome, awesome. I appreciate you giving me the time to shine a light on some of your creative abilities, and I applaud all of the great work you have been doing. I'm hoping in the future I can write some stories about what you got going on and share to all my friends and followers so they all can actually hear it. So I thank you so much for this interview, and keep up the great work.
All right, thanks for having me.